Peter Welch is the congressman, Democrat from Vermont, in office since 2007. Okay, let's talk to you a little bit, Peter, because you're so smart, and I really appreciate that. What about Trump and the Russians?
Pretty alarming. I mean, really, really alarming. These emails that haven't been denied, I mean, it's one of the smoking guns. Donald Trump Jr., when he was arranging this meeting was being set up with the Russian lawyer, and it was said that she had damaging information about Hillary Clinton. His quote was, "I love it." I mean, what is that about? That why would he love getting information from a Russian source and then agreeing to meet with her to get that dirt, as they saw it, on Hillary Clinton? You know, no campaign I'm ever aware of has had interactions with a foreign government to do its opposition research. And that's what takes us out of the category of normal. I mean, you know the Trump campaign and you know the Clinton campaign was doing significant research on each other. That's fine. That's the way it works. But we weren't going to Russia or China to have campaigns get information about the other. So I think this is extremely damaging. And I think Donald Trump Jr. and the Trump campaign and President Trump himself has a lot of explaining to do.
So do you see criminality here? Do you see political grounds for impeachment here?
There's a lot of smoke, and that's why the Mueller investigation is so important. I mean, there could be campaign finance laws that have been violated, which would be civil or criminal. Because, you know, if you get free services from somebody else and you don't disclose that in your campaign finance report, that's a violation. And opposition research takes time, takes money, takes personnel, and you can't be getting foreign contributions. And in effect, an in-kind contribution of opposition research is a contribution. But these are legal questions that are quite significant. And that's why the Mueller investigation is so crucial, because we can get the real facts and not just base our ultimate opinion on speculation.
Does he fire Mueller?
Well, I mean, there'd be a firestorm. That'd be the Saturday Night Massacre. And you can't put anything past President Trump. He's a pretty volatile guy. But that would be, I think, that would be cataclysmic, because I think a lot of Republicans who are sticking by the president would have a hard time swallowing firing a person like Robert Mueller, who's widely regarded here by Republicans and Democrats as an extremely, A, competent, B, honest, C, independent. So that would be playing with fire, in my view.
He fired Comey, and there was hardly a ripple.
He had some. You're right about that. But now the special investigator is appointed, and it's about investigating President Trump. And I think it would be just a much different decision with a much different reaction. So I certainly, I'd be appalled if he fired Mueller based on the fact that he was just doing his job.
Do you think that could lead to impeachment?
Well, you're getting into speculation. The reason you're in the speculation is because there's so many facts out there that defy understanding already. I mean, Donald Trump Jr. having a meeting with the Russians and saying he loves it, that they're coming in with, in effect, oppo research on Hillary, it's outrageous. That's all there is to it. You know, the right approach on that, when Donald Trump got that email, was, I don't want to hear nothing from no Russians about this campaign. It has nothing, that's not the way we're playing the game. And that would have been the right thing. But he got all excited about it and thought he could help his father in the campaign, even though it was pretty short-sighted, because whatever help he got, he's created huge problems with the aftermath. And I think Americans are pretty upset at the notion that the Russians are interfering in our election, and that looks like Donald Trump Jr. was fine to be a party to that.
Congressman Peter Welch, let me ask you this. I use the word congressman in reinforcing this now, because we know a little bit about what Donald Trump would like to do with the United States budget. How does that affect your state, Vermont, of which you are the only congressman?
It's really bad. And I want to say, there's two things about it. I want to just the big point and then the smaller point at a very human level. The big point is the Trump budget basically makes draconian cuts to every domestic program, from the hot lunch program to senior meals on wheels to science and research. And it cuts it like by $50 billion and adds that to defense with no strategy to it and no sustainability to it. So it's not a serious budget. But at the micro level, here's what I find astonishing. The last couple of weeks I've been traveling around Vermont and meeting Vermonters who are doing an awful lot of work that's very important to young people, to our kids, to seniors. They're doing a lot of work with very little money, but important money from the federal government. And I'll give an example. There's a food truck in Newport, Vermont, where Vista volunteers have taken an old FedEx truck and turned it into a kitchen. And they're going to these parks where kids and their moms come out, and they teach these kids about nutritional food, and they give them samples to taste, and these kids are finding out which nutritional foods are really tasty to them. Obviously, that is incredibly good. These Vista volunteers that are doing it, they're going to get no money in the next budget. They get like $12,000 a year. And what I'm appalled at, you know, is I, on the one hand, see these people working really hard, doing stuff that's really important for young people. And on the other hand, I see the president saying no more money for that budget. We're not going to pay these kids anything. Every president that has lived in my lifetime, Republican and Democrat, has always been a big advocate for promoting service activities by young people. They see that as something that's important, in, obviously in the military, but also like the Peace Corps. And this president has said, no way. I don't want to pay these kids anything. I don't want them doing that job. We're going to zero them out on the budget. And I find that appalling.
Do you smell Steve Bannon behind all of this?
I don't know what Steve Bannon smells like, but I don't like what he advocates.
And there is a sort of a unknowing, know-nothing, right-wing approach to the Trump politics. I don't see what he gets for that.
No, that part is true. Here's the destructive part, I think, what I've seen of the president's approach. He's kind of a wrecking ball. So you've got this Vista program. It's not controversial. You know, President Bush was a big supporter. President Obama was a big supporter. And these kids that are amazing, that are like doing the equivalent of driving the food truck in red districts, my colleagues would be as proud of their Vista volunteers helping the kids in their community as I was in Newport, Vermont. Yet President Trump has taken the wrecking ball to that program. And from what I can see, he's taken the wrecking ball to just about everything, including the Republican Party. I mean, where's the loyalty he has to the Republican Party? It eludes me. And I don't know whether at some point some of my Republican colleagues are going to wonder whether Trump is in it for them or in it for him.
Well, I'll give you two guesses. In any case, our guest has been Congressman Peter Welch, Democrat of Vermont at large, in office since 2007. Peter, when we come back the next time, I want to ask you to help us solve a small problem, North Korea.
Okay. Thank you.